Happy Friday, planner friends. I'm Jessica McWilliams, and this is Planner Lifestyle Podcast. Behind every planner, there's a person. And behind every person, there's a story. In today's story, I bring you Liz Allen. She is one of the creators of Keeping It Together and is the founder of the Kit Life brand. She attended the University of Central Florida with a focus on business. She also studied graphic and interior design at Seminole State College, which is where her heart and passions shine. She is the team's designer with an eye for color, style, and trend. Her perfectionist tendencies are put to use as she continually crafts and looks at the brand's products. In her words, with one heck of a husband and two beautiful girls at home, I'm an early riser who loves black coffee and number two pencils. And if there's ever a friends category in Jeopardy, I'm your gal. Please help me welcome Liz from Kit Life. Liz, thanks so much for coming on my show today. It's a pleasure to have you on and represent Kit Life and just to get to know you better. Thanks for being here.
Yes, Jessica, I am so excited to be here. Thank you for inviting us.
So what's new? What's going on?
Well, we are approaching February, which is pretty exciting because the majority of the planner season is behind us. And it's been a really, really exciting season and exciting journey for Kit Life. As you may already know, we opened up our first ever boutique, which happened to be Orlando's first ever planner boutique when we launched our 2019 planners. So we have been busy, busy ladies over the last couple of months.
What is the planner season? What months do those runs for? When are your busy times?
So traditionally, Kit Life produces an annual planner that runs January through December. And so our planner season, if we could title one, would be right August through perhaps February and March. But really the heavy hitting season is more like the October to January arena. So we're right at the tail end of the busy, busy season for the planner life.
When you mentioned August, is that when you start getting things ready for the next year, or are you also submitting like an academic?
We churn out our designs far before our release, but we do release our planners in August for January. So though this year we did not do an academic, we were already up and running.
So what's it like with your boutique? You're in Winter Garden, is that correct?
Yes.
Is that a city or like a shopping area? Fill me in, because I'm way up in the north.
It is the sweetest little town. I will sidebar for a second and say, first of all, I'm a Winter Garden resident. I live in the city. It is the cutest little downtown area. I've always really had my eye on it, not just from an entrepreneur standpoint, but from I just love it down there. When I go on date nights with my husband, that's where we go. If we take our daughters out for ice cream, that's where we go. When someone comes to visit Orlando and they want recommendations about great places to visit, Winter Garden is where I ask them to go to. And it's just this sweet, historic little downtown area. And it's very small, but it's all like mom and pop shops. It's all shop local. It's a very small town feel. And I just vibe very well with that. And of course, Jenny and Jessica do as well. We're all local gals. And so having the opportunity to open up this sweet little boutique in the heart of downtown Winter Garden was really, really exciting for us.
Yeah, it sounds like a dream come true. It's like you walk past those shops, you know, for years and years, and you're like, oh, you're a part of it now.
That's so cool. Yeah, it's pretty darn exciting for sure. Yep.
Well, for my listeners who are just meeting you or hearing of Kit Life for the first time, which is likely, well, they might just be meeting you, quote unquote, for the first time, but likely they've heard of you. But if just in case they haven't, can you describe what Kit Life planners are all about? What does Kit stand for? Kind of give me your spiel, Liz.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I'm sure you've said it. Like, I'm sure you could say it backwards, standing on your head. Like, blah, 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 blah. Because it's such a part of your...
Who we are.
Obviously, your job, your career, your passion, who you are. So I would love to hear it again.
Oh, I would love to share. So for those of you that I've not met, nice to meet you. I am Liz. I'm one of three owners of Kit Life. Kit Life has, in the last 6 years, developed into much more than just a planner brand, but really a lifestyle brand. But I'd love to tell you guys just a little bit of history about Kit Life and how everything came to be what it is now, rather than this standard kind of elevator pitch, if that's okay with you, Jessica.
Absolutely. This is the perfect format for that. I'd love to go deeper. Yeah, like what was going on in your life beforehand? How did you get the idea? Where did you meet Jess and Jenny? Yeah. Did you do Jenny or Jennifer? Jenny.
I call her Jenny. She has a long time gone by Jennifer, and I adopted her long ago and have called her Jenny as long as I've really known her. And mm-hmm. so she does go by Jenny, but I think that is a little advocated by Jess and I, because that's what we call her. But yes, Jennifer or Jenny is just fine by her.
Okay.
So, 6 years ago, Jenny and I were friends. Jess and I were also friends, newly friends. I had met Jenny first and Jenny had known Jessica. I was working for my family business and designing wedding invitations on the side. So I had my little Etsy shop and I would meet with some brides in coffee shops here in Orlando. And we all got together for lunch one day and Jess had brought in some sketches of an idea of something that she wanted to pursue. Now, Jenny and I were both, I say planner girls really loosely here, because we weren't using a conventional planner like what we do now, but we had our own, you know, pen and paper kind of methods. Jessica, on the other hand, did have a collection of planners that she was using, different tools, but she was feeling unfulfilled by them. Like there was something missing for her. And so we all got to talking and ultimately decided that we all were resonating with the same things, the same topics that we felt like should be incorporated in a planning system. And so we decided, well, let's go ahead and design one up, for ourselves. I have the design background. Jess is an RD. Jenny is great with operations. She's been working for many businesses, including some of Jessica's businesses in the past. So we were just like, okay, let's create a planner and see what happens. And in the print industry, quantity is everything, right? So you can't just print three planners. You print more. And so we thought, okay, well, we'll print more, but we don't really know what we're going to do with the extras, right? But we put them on my Etsy shop, my little wedding invitation Etsy shop. Yeah. And we sold them all. And we were like, holy smokes, there's something to this. Women are liking this planner. And so we kept going. So our brand, Kit Life, the kit in Kit Life stands for keeping it together. And that's because we wanted to create a planner. And in Nell's case, a lifestyle that's helping women keep it all together. So that's kind of how everything came to a head.
The Kit Life. It just, I don't know. I love those, what do you call it? It's an acronym?
Or yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah,
it might spell something. It's just so cool. In fact, when I first heard Kit Life, I hadn't heard the background. You know, you start first coming around to things in the planner community. You hear it there out of the side of your eye or hear it or you see it there real quick and you're not really fully engaged. I thought it was a good name before. And then I found out it meant something and there was like a vision and a purpose and a lifestyle. I was like, yeah. So once you sold out on Etsy, were you looking at each other like, let's take this off Etsy out of the Liz brand and somehow form a new entity? Did you go into business together right away? Or how did that, since you were friends, also, what is RD? Research and development?
No, registered dietitian.
RD. Oh,
yes. Yes. Registered dietitian. So Jessica is a registered dietitian. Okay. So she brings a lot of health and wellness perspective into the brand, which is, you know, it is part of who we are. So to sidestep, I guess, for a moment, mm-hmm. why that's important for who we are is that when we sat down that original day and we were talking about the aspects of life that were important to us to be planning, right? It's not just lists and schedules. It was making sure that we were focusing on all of the things that we felt like were going to make us happy in life. And those things included, of course, you know, eating well. So some meal planning, being well. So having some activity in our lives, you know, getting daily movement in, focusing on gratitude, because that's a big mindset shifter. And with Jessica's experience, we were really, you know, able to bring a lot of great content into our planner. So when and if hopefully you all see a Keeping It Together planner in your hands and in person, you'll see there is a lot of content that we put into our planners. It is not just a date book by any means.
And you can see them on Instagram. Many people will use your products and tag you or use. Do you have a certain hashtag that people follow? Just Kit Life is usually
Hashtag Kit Girls. Yeah. Our Kit community Girl. We call Kit Girls. Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of our token name for our community members. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's fun to see how everyone keeps it together.
Yeah.
You know, so it's fun. You know, on Instagram, if you don't see one in person, but you could order one and get one in your hand. So where can we buy this? Like, you were on Etsy, of course, now you're an entity. So bridge that gap then share how people can get one in their hands.
So you had asked, I'm so sorry, we did a little sidestep, a little side dance there. So yeah, absolutely. We started on Etsy, but you know, and I feel like that in our community is so common. A lot of people are still on Etsy. It's a beautiful platform. Mm-hmm. And we stayed with Etsy for years, but we started to branch out very early. Now, my recollection says that maybe it was 2-3 years in that we actually branched off completely and had our own website developed. But we did have our own websites, you know, my invitation and papery business, and then Jessica's registered dietitian business. We both hosted, you know, the products on our website. And then ultimately really ended up merging everything together a couple of years. And once we realized, you know, this is going to keep on going and growing. And, you know, let's make this a real thing and really invest ourselves into, you know, what's happening here. So yeah, so then we went out on our own and got our website, which is kitlife.net. And yes, our planners, our 2019 planners, both dailies and weeklies are available on the site, as well as some other fun lifestyle goodies.
What would you say to anyone who's listening right now who wants to start a creative business or maybe even join the planner community in some sort of enterprise? Would you say to maybe follow in your footsteps and start with Etsy, see how it goes, test the waters, and then do your own website? Or if you had to do it all over again, is basically the question. What would you do differently and why?
Oh my goodness. Okay. So I feel like everything that we've done has just been, I hate to use such an overused word like authentic, but it just has been. It's been very authentic and organic to us. And I would never change that because I love our story and I love that our story is a part of, you know, my life. Mm-hmm. We just kind of listened to intuition. And yes, there was definitely a risk up front. Putting yourself out there, there's always a risk in that, but there's always or often a reward in the risk. I mean, even if things don't go well, there's still a lot that could have been learned. So I really have no regrets or anything that I would have done differently in our, you know, in our experience so far. It's been a lot of fun. I mean, as you can imagine, and I think a lot of people in the planner community will resonate with this, what we're doing is fun for us. You know, and certainly there are hard days. We're not immune to that by any means. But designing for a living is like a dream come true for me. And operating, you know, a small business that occupies and you know, takes care of two of your best friends is a dream come true for Jenny. And watching this thing flourish and being involved with content and approaching personal development from a different perspective for Jess is just, you know, also just, this is fun. This is a lot of fun. And I think that if there's anybody that's out there that's thinking about taking a risk or thinking about getting more involved, just make sure that you love it. You love what you want to go out there and do, because at the end of the day, the joy that what you're doing brings you is everything. There's going to be hard days. There could certainly be criticisms, but if you love it, it's a great community to be in. You know, when we first started creating planners, we didn't even know that there was a planner community. And we were getting ready to do a girls' trip, Jenny, Jessica, and I, and we had one in mind, just this, it was a little fitness camp that we were going to go to. And then Jessica ended up running across a big planner event, which is quite popular now, called Go Wild. And we were like,
oh, I've heard of that.
No, yes.
I think you should get the word out. Maybe people haven't heard. No, I'm just kidding. Like, sold out in like seconds. Moment. Yeah,
I know. Sold out in seconds.
So that's the one you stumbled across, literally? Yeah. Like, you hadn't been a part of like We Love EC or like any of the...
We didn't know that these
Wild
groups.
Facebook groups.
None.
Okay.
So we stumbled across the event. It was the first one ever. It was in New Orleans. And we were like, holy smokes, this sounds like a lot of fun. Like, hanging out with a bunch of gals that like planners, just like we do. Like, sure. Yeah. That sounds like a really good time. And so we went and we had a blast. And of course, you know, in the midst of going, we contacted and reached out to Amanda and Jeanette, who are at least were the original admins of the group. And we got, engaged and became friends with a lot of planner gals. So anyways, I guess what I mean to say by that is it is a very welcoming community for the most part. And, you know, being able to do something creatively, being able to do something that you're passionate about and that makes you happy, and being in a community like this is a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And really, I mean, what are we all looking for in life is to have a little bit of fun and be a little bit happy. And the planner community can certainly help drive that.
Oh, that's so inspiring. So as you're doing all this work, no matter how happy it makes you, it's still work. So what is your favorite thing to do when you come home after a long day of work?
So that's such a loaded question for me, because I will be the first to admit that there's this hour when I get home at the end of the day, and I call it my witching hour. It's literally, I think, my least favorite part of the day. And it's because it's like that transition time where you're like unloading the kids and husband's coming home and, you know, setting stuff here and setting stuff there, and you're picking up and unloading your purse and getting dinner ready. And it's just super duper hectic. So that's not my favorite time, nor my favorite thing to do at the end of the day, although I'm blessed to do it and I'm happy to do it. And I love being a mom and I love being a wife. I think my favorite time is sitting down at the dinner table with my family. That's always been something important to us. We sit, the four of us, at the dinner table, you know, no media, no TV on, and we just enjoy each other's company. My oldest daughter's 9. She has a lot to talk about at the end of the day. My youngest daughter is 3. She'll be 4 here shortly. She has less to talk about her day, but a lot of imagination to share. She's got a wild imagination on her. So yeah, she usually tells us fictitious tales, at the dinner table, but we enjoy it nonetheless. You know, I was just going to share Gretchen Rubin. I don't know if you know her. She's one of our favorite authors. She says, "The days are long, but the years are short." And I feel like that so much so when it comes to my family core. You know, my kids grow up so fast. And if you can just take a minute every night to just spend quality time with each other, I think that's really what I look the most forward to. A little glass of wine with the husband at night is not too bad either. I mean, I certainly enjoy those a couple times a week, but yeah, I think the family togetherness is really, really something I enjoy a lot.
Well, you mentioned coming in from your day of work, unloading all the kids' backpacks and purses. So that leads me to play What's in Your Bag?
All right.
Where you detail the contents of your handbag, backpack, or planner bag, or basically any description of an everyday carry item. So bring us into the world of your purse.
I'm going to first call myself and my girls out and say that we are, or should be, known as bag ladies. I am telling you, we do not go and leave work without like 2 or 3 bags. It's ridiculous. We just tote everything back and forth. And I think maybe because Kit, as we call it, like our place of business, that's like our second home in a lot of ways. So we take a lot of stuff with us every day, and then we in turn leave with a lot of stuff. So with that being said, there is typically more than one bag in my bag situation. And I'm not just talking about bags inside of bags, I'm talking about bags beside bags. It's really obnoxious. My current lineup includes a backpack. I carry a Fossil backpack with a tassel on it, obviously. I carry a large tote bag. The large tote bag has little bags inside of it because that's just how I am. I have sunglasses, chapstick, a lint roller, wallet. Let me see what else interesting is in here. I have nail polish in case you need a touch up. You know how that goes. I have pencils. I am a full-blown pencil girl. I do not use pens. So I have pencils all scattered throughout my purse. I also have a random keychain. I have some Band-Aids. That's the mom life. And I have an Oxum gift card. Oxum is a little coffee boutique in downtown Winter Garden, which we frequent far too often. And so I try to harbor those. And it looks like a Marshall's receipt. Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, that's what's in my bag. Oh, and some vitamins. I don't know if I mentioned that. Yeah, I got my vitamins too.
Thanks for letting us take a look in your bag.
You're
beside
so
the bags, beside the bags.
Yeah. Such a bag.
Well, it's so true because it's like if you're, you know, eating over some time, I'm sure there's like a lunch bag.
Oh, of course.
And mm-hmm. if you're like heading out to an event after that.
Exactly. Yeah. We're picking up the girls and somebody needs a snack, which is a pretty frequent request once we get into the car. So yeah, bags on bags on bags.
Would you describe the, you referred to it as the kit, but the Kit Life Boutique?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'd love to.
Give us a visual picture of what it's like when you walk in the door and how did you decide to lay it out?
Okay, so when you walk in the door, I always want to call it a sweet little boutique because that's just, it is just a sweet little spot. It is not many square feet. It is just this little slice of wonderful. You walk in and the walls are pink, of course. We have white and teal and gold furniture layered throughout. And then we have our products just sprinkled everywhere. We do have a wall that has an arrangement of our planners, the planner covers that are left available for 2018, that is, as well as notebooks, other lifestyle stuff. And we do have a specific like Winter Garden table. Winter gardeners and people that visit Winter Garden fall in love. And so there's a whole set of merchandise for for our visitors. but the really neat thing, something that I really love about our shop is that it shows our office space. It shows our working space. So when you walk in, there's all of our product out on display. But behind the register, you get a glimpse into what every day at Kit looks like. You see exactly where we assemble our planners. You see our coil machines. You see our coils. You see our covers all stacked. You see workstations, brainstorm, our little bullpen, brainstorm station. It's all there on display. And I didn't really even realize when we opened the shop that that was cool or not cool or anything. It was just the way that this office was shaped. And the key to the office was that it had retail, but it also had a lot of office space and storage for us because that's something that obviously we need. So as people started coming into the shop, when we opened up retail, I realized this is really fascinating to a lot of people that they get an eye into kind of the back end of the business. And we do, and I don't know that a lot of people know this, but we do coil every planner by hand. We print here locally in Central Florida. We print with, you know, people that we know. We're supporting local families. Our coils are manufactured here in the state of Florida as well. And they all get delivered to our office in Winter Garden, to our shop in Winter Garden, and we put them together right there on the spot. So somebody comes in and they're looking for something that's not on the shelf, we just coil it right on up for them. And that's been really, really cool.
What kind of hours do you guys do? Since it's retail, do you have to work evenings and weekends? How do you balance that?
Yeah. So right now we don't open on Mondays or Tuesdays, and typically we don't open on Wednesdays either. But we're there. We're just working behind the scenes. When it comes to multitasking, and we all know multitasking is almost like a dirty word these days.
Yeah.
it can be difficult. And so having that little time reserved for ourselves is really nice. That's when we get to have our meetings. That's when we get to do a podcast interview, right? That's when we're not face to face with customer and clientele coming into the shop. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, we're open. And those are the busier days in a downtown type environment, like downtown Winter Garden. We're right by
the long weekend.
Yeah, like the long weekend. And so we don't stay open late and we don't open too early, but it's wonderful. I mean, it's an absolute joy. When we initially got the idea or inkling that maybe doing retail would be fun, it was really because we started going to planner events. We'd be invited to planner events and conferences and asked to do retail. And it was so much fun to be able to interact with someone in person and show them our product. It brings you just a lot of pride and joy and just fulfillment in the interaction to be able to share what you do. And so it's not going to get old. I'll tell you what, even though multitasking can certainly be hard, you know, we're learning our ways through that, but it is so much fun. That is the one thing about doing e-commerce only, is that you never really get to engage with your customers in person. But again, that's another beauty of the planner community, is that that's a space where you do get to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, shed some light on your collaborations with people in the planner community.
So let me go back and say that, and I mentioned before, the first ever planner conference we went to was Go Wild. And it was, I mean, an absolute blowout. It was fantastic. It was one of the best mm-hmm. events that we'd been to. We also were introduced to a lot of people in the planner community due to this event. And we continued and still do communicate with Jeanette and Amanda, you know, in current years to keep engaged with the group and their community and the things that they have going on. We've also developed relationships with Winter Planner Land, and we participated and spoken with their group. We have been engaged with the West Coast Planners in several different ways. We attended and hosted workshops for PlannerCon over in San Francisco. And just recently we were out to Plancation in Arizona, which was a lot of fun. And we were their keynote speakers this year, Jenny and I.
Oh, yeah, with the Planner Girl Chatter girls.
Yes, which was super, super exciting. And then, of course, we've got our Florida Sunshine State Planners.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they're in our neighborhood for sure. Yep, and we opened up our shop on the Sunday after Plantoberfest to have some gals in and just kind of host them. We did some mimosas for any visitors from the event. So, yeah, we like to get involved for sure. We like to support our, our gals that are putting these events on. They're a lot of fun. They really are. And they bring the community together. And so we'll certainly, you know, continue to participate in those kind of things. In regards to collaborations, we certainly work a lot with Design Pandemonium. If you're familiar with Vicky and Jessica, they're amazing, talented ladies.
They're local to me. They're one of the first planner people I ever met, like in real life. And
well, lucky gal. They're
I know. I'm a Jessica, and obviously Jessica is a Jessica, and it was like, oh, you know, that helped me remember her. And then I kind of put the pieces together. I'm like, oh, you have a company, and oh, your sister. So yeah, she's from they're all from the Midwest. So yeah, I love them.
Yes,
you do. So you have, how have you collaborated? So do you do a kit together? You put their stickers in your shop, or what does that look like?
Yeah. So our collaboration with them started last year, and they created stickers specifically for the Keeping It Together planner. So sized to fit all the boxes, the dimensions and all that stuff. And they've continued to hold on to that sizing for the kits that they make available to their customer base. So we've collaborated in that way. We've also done surprise boxes and certain like packages for different events and such. And we've gone to them for assistance and collaboration from that method as well. So they've definitely, they're a joy to work with. And their stickers are premium quality. We love that removable vinyl. It's
vinyl.
Really nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's say their shop one more time in case someone's never heard of it.
Oh yeah. They're amazing. Design Pandemonium.
Mm-hmm. And they just launched a new website, I think, just
this
week.
Today. Yeah, I think it was today. Yeah. For those that are listening, it will be a little bit ago. But yeah. The website looks beautiful. And I know all of the Pandemaniacs, as we call them, are very, very thrilled about this, as we are for Vicky and Jessica as well. Specifically want to share River and Ink. Sierra, we had the pleasure of meeting, I believe – it was a s'mores event, which was hosted by the West Coast Planners in Seattle. We met her, and we met her through Kristen Pickett, because they were close friends, and we ended up really engaging with her just through that relationship kind of thing. And, anyways, last year, I think it was around March, she released this farmer's market kit, and, immediately I was like, oh, gotta have it. So beautiful. And, that kit inspired us to get some winter garden stickers made, knowing that a retail shop was on the forefront. And so Sierra has worked with us for stickers for our shop that are specific to our little town, which have been very, very popular. And we commend Sierra. She's so talented, and her artwork is the perfect fit for winter garden.
Oh, do you put any winter garden items on your e-commerce site?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, you guys can definitely check them out. In fact, River and Ink has a brand on our site, so you can see all of her offerings. She did some beautiful Christmas stickers for us as well that were kind of Florida-themed Christmas stickers.
Well, and I saw her on Instagram last night. She and Kristen Pickett went live to celebrate. They are co-admins in a Facebook group called Planner Adventures, which Kristen talked about when she came on Planner Lifestyle podcast. Mm-hmm. And they're celebrating a 1 year of being an entity, I guess.
Yeah.
And they're doing giveaways all week. I suppose this is coming up on Friday, so you'll still have a couple of days. Check out Planner Adventures on Facebook or River and Ink on Instagram or Kristen and Plans on Instagram too. Because I think their big giveaway is Sunday, which would be January. Only if I had some way of knowing what day it was.
What could we do? Maybe what could we do? Paper. That's an idea.
The 27th? Is that Sunday?
Yeah, that's Sunday.
Okay.
I know because Saturday is my anniversary. I don't have my planner open. I know, shame on me, but I know because the 26th is my anniversary. And so Sunday is the 27th.
Well, how many years have you been married?
11 beautiful years to my high school sweetheart. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When did you start dating?
We started dating in middle school. He was the Brad Pitt of the middle school hallways. And anyways, we got married just a couple years after high school. So
that's so sweet.
Nobody did math to age me now, but yes, we have been 11 years married.
No, we're too late for that. Don't worry. No, yeah. Do you have any plans? Or are you more like a just nod and kiss kind of like, hey, we did it. Yay.
No. We try to take a trip every year for our anniversary, big or small. And we're going to Austin, Texas for our anniversary.
Have you been before?
I've never been, but it's been on my bucket list. I'm really excited.
It's weird and cool.
I feel like weird is like the token phrase for Austin. I think they say like, stay weird, Austin. Yeah. It does seem like a weird place, but you know what? I can get down with weird. I like weird, and I think it's just going to be a super fun experience.
Yes. They have a lot of nice green space there. They have this weird bridge that has a bunch of bats under it.
Right. But the bats are apparently, they're not there after October and before March. And I was so excited. I even sold, because there's another couple that's coming with us, and I totally sold them on this bat bridge thing and got them excited about it. And then anyways, I found out that the bats are not there. They migrate. And so we're going to miss out on the bats, but I'll come back for them.
We have lots of food trucks and lots of really interesting, like non-dairy ice cream flavors. Like, it's just
musical.
There's college influence. There's, I don't know. It's neat. So have a very good time.
Thank you. That's exciting. Yeah, I'm super excited. I'm a big sucker for live music too. And Austin is, as I've heard, a good place to listen to live music. So I am so looking forward to all of it.
This is a good segue. Usually my segues are horrible. You and your husband are celebrating together. This brings me to List It, a timed lightning round of list making, and your topic to list as many together items as you can in 20 seconds. Now, this is a stretch. So if it doesn't go well, we can pick another topic.
Is this? Okay. So I'm saying like salt and pepper. And by the way, don't take that away from me. That's still going to be.
Just any basic things together. It came from Keep It Together.
I love it.
So then I was thinking together items, but that's kind of hard too. So we'll see how it goes. All right. How many together items can you list in less than 20 seconds? Ready, set, go.
Okay. Salt and pepper, black and white, paper and pencil, Sean and Liz, rice and beans, and beans and rice. That's Dave Ramsey for you. Romeo and Juliet.
You did 20 seconds.
All right.
My timer was like 19 minutes and 20 seconds, so it didn't beep. But you did 20 seconds.
I don't know that that was very good. I did my best.
It's just a random topic. I don't know who picks these things. Oh, wait. That's me.
I did get a shout out to Dave Ramsey, so I'm proud of that one.
I haven't asked you about your goals and what the next 6 months look like, or any of your upcoming, where we can see you in person in the next year. Are you going to go wild again, or, you know, stuff like that? Or if you've ever made a mistake that led to a success, that was another question. I could do that one.
I have a good fun mistake to share though. Okay. So, where are we going to be in the next 6 months? We will be participating in Plan Camp, which we're really excited about. That is hosted by, Design Pandemonium in part, as well as Libby & Co. It's actually going to be in Orlando. So we're really, really excited to be participating in that. And no confirmations besides that at the moment, at least. What we have coming up in the next 6 months. Oh, lots of stuff. Lots of stuff right now, because the quote unquote planner season, you know, for the 2019 planners is, you know, we're just starting to think of what's next and what new products. And this is always a really fun time because, yes, the planner is always the foundation of what we do. But we love coming up with other things as well. So keep your eyes peeled for tons of new product to be released on our website. And of course, for anybody that's local in our boutique. And then you had said a mistake. This is my favorite mistake to share. I'm going to share it. We made, I believe it was in year four. And as I mentioned, we put a lot of content into our planner. So there's a lot of like inspiration and mantras and quotes. And there was a quote on one of our quarterly check-ins that said, just breathe. And we printed the planner and we got our planner orders in and we shipped. And we realized that just breathe was actually just breath. We spelled it wrong in the planner in big, big, big print. And as a perfectionist, this did not do well for me. I was super displeased with, you know, the imperfection. But you know what? Accidents happen, mistakes happen, and we are not perfect. You know, we are a small business. We do our best. And it was just a mistake, you know, and it happens. So what we did is we, of course, stopped shipping. Had it fixed, you know, from a print perspective. And then we worked with Kristen from Christian Designs on creating stickers that we could ship out to all the customers who'd already received the planner. So Just Breath turned out to be just one breath at a time, thanks to the addition of those stickers on the page. So
it was so beautiful.
It was one of those things that, you know, we could have done nothing, but we did. We decided to just have fun with it. And everybody that got the stickers, which luckily was not, you know, too many people, everybody just thought it was so funny. And we all had a good laugh about it. But I think for us too, it was a big reminder that perfectionism is not a positive, you know, that everybody makes mistakes, that nobody's ever perfect. And that, you know, you just kind of roll with it and you just do the best you can. And, anyways, that's been several years ago, but it's a fun one. We had as much fun with it as we possibly could.
I was picturing, like, what sticker would you send out, just to E, right? Because if you just add an E, it turns into breathe.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. We couldn't quite do that because it was going to run off the page, but anyways, we had,
That's so pretty. It's almost like a cheesy quote, like, when life gives you just breathe, turn it into just breathe one at a time, or whatever. What was the saying? Just breathe.
Yeah, it was just breath. And so we turned it into just one breath at a time.
Just one breath at a time. So yeah.
When life gives you lemons. Yes, we definitely made lemonade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We did.
I saw a funny quote recently that was like, unless life, this is so dumb, unless life gives you sugar and water, your lemonade's gonna suck. With your lemons or something, like, unless life throws you a bunch of sugar and water, your lemonade's gonna suck. I was like, oh, I don't usually go for the like wah wah jokes, but I was like, even I think that's funny.
Yep, no, that's good. You got a little LOL out of me too.
Yeah. I would like to play another game before you go, if that's okay.
Yeah.
It's called Top 3. So I will give you three categories, and then you give me your top three items or suggestions within that category.
Okay.
Okay. And first category is organizational tips.
Plan to plan. Oh, set aside time so that you can plan. I feel like that is one of the biggest misconceptions, that planning just comes easy and naturally, and like it just doesn't always. If you can set a time aside in your day to sit down in your planner, I promise it will give you so much satisfaction and so much preparation for the rest of the day. Pre-planning for your week, which maybe is the same as plan to plan, but I'm a daily girl. Like, I use a daily planner, and I like to pre-plan my week in advance in one solid place, just so I can kind of see what things look like side by side. So that's a big tip as well. Use pencil so you can erase.
What's your favorite pencil? Do you have one?
I like our pencils. I just like a number two pencil. And the big key for me is that it has to be sharpened. It's got to be sharp, sharp, sharp. I have an electric sharpener at my desk, and I sharpen all day long.
Yeah, I agree. I have, I always forget how to say it. It's like Ticonderoga.
Ticonderoga. Pencil? That's at least how I say it.
Yeah, Ticonderoga. I'm like, this is Ticonderoga. I feel like I need to study like American history. Like, I don't, what does that mean? I don't know. Isn't that like a place or like a battle or a people group? What is Ticonderoga? Listeners, if you know what that is, DM me, please. I need a research and development department. Anyways, yes, with the green metal on their erasers. I'm like super picky. I love those.
There's another really good one, and I'll have to send it over to you. Jessica brought them home for us from, I don't even know the name of them, but I've got to look it up. They're from Europe, but you can order them on Amazon now, and they have flat erasers, and their graphite is so dark and beautiful, and it sharpens so, so, so nice. So anyways, I'll share that with you, and then you can share it with your listeners.
I will. Yes.
Wonderful.
Send it over. Good. Okay. Next category.
Okay.
Kit-isms.
Kit-isms. My most favorite one right now is friends don't let friends plan on their iPhones. I find that so funny. We have a sign out on the streets of Winter Garden that says exactly that. I will also say another kitism that we love is rep in the garden. That is a phrase that we came up for Winter Garden, and our shirts have been really popular, and that's been really fun for us because we get to see Winter Gardeners wearing our shirts around the downtown area, which is super fun. The kit life is the best life. That could just be a personal favorite, though. Yeah.
Okay, last category.
Okay. What do we got?
Exercises.
Awesome. Okay, so would you like different exercise recommendations or like my favorite things to do or what?
What do you like to do? What do you like to do?
So my number one favorite, and this for anybody that follows us, you'll know among my goals for this first quarter is just a greater focus on self-care and self-love. And I'm putting yoga as a big priority in my routines this first quarter of the year. Yoga with Adrienne is an absolute rock star, and all of her yoga instruction is on YouTube, so it's all free. And if that at all interests you, she has the most amazing 30 days of yoga with Adrienne, and I am in the middle of it right now and enjoying it thoroughly. It's the second time I've done it. We as a group work out a lot of the times together, so anything with them is better than anything alone.
I'll count that.
It's always more fun, and you tend to push yourself a little bit harder, I feel like, when you're in a group environment with workouts. But we do a lot of Tone It Up workouts. Tone It Up, or TIU, is also on YouTube, which we love because it's, for the most part, they do have an app and they have videos that you have to purchase, but they have a lot of workouts on YouTube as well. And they're a blast to follow. They're real cute. They have a lot of great things to say. They're very inspirational, so they're a lot of fun. And then the last I would say is Beachbody. We're big Beachbody fans as well. So right now we're doing a program called Lift, which is a little bit more lifting, as you can probably guess from the title, and a little less toning, like what it is with Tone It Up. So those are kind of my favorite three right now.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks for playing top three.
Yeah, welcome.
In your bio, you mentioned being a co-founder of the Kit Life Planner and creator of Kit Life brand. Is there a distinction that is important to you, or is the Kit Life brand something more into like speaker, like being a speaker or a lifestyle? Is there a difference? And if there is, can you explain it?
Yeah. So, okay. So really when we started and we created the Keeping It Together Planner. There was no parent entity. There was no brand behind it. That's just what we had. That's what we made was the Keeping It Together Planner. And when we decided, when we took those next steps to become a company, become a brand, we chose Kit Life. But we knew that the Keeping It Together Planner, although it would be a big piece of Kit Life, that there was going to be more to it. So along with our planners and along with our, you know, t-shirts and hats and cups and aprons and the other fun lifestyle items that we have, there's also definitely a personal development component. That's always something that we've been really passionate about. It comes very naturally for all three of us gals to be like, for example, we read personal development books for fun. That's what we do. We listen to podcasts like yours, yes, but also personal development podcasts that are, you know, geared towards specific topics or this or that or the other, because we want to constantly grow and learn. And we think that that's just such an important thing for all of us to do. And we try to make it as fun as possible. So yeah, so Kit Life is the brand. And within it includes, you know, our online courses and our speaking and all of those personal development type components.
Gotcha. Tell me about your Kit Life courses.
Sure. So this year we've done something interesting. It's kind of neat what we've decided to do. Our 2019 planner has quarterly check-ins, as all of our planners always have. our quarterly check-ins are something kind of signature to our planner. And it's this concept of stopping once a quarter and focusing on yourself. You know, stop planning, stop meal prepping, just for 1 second, just check in and do a little bit of self-reflection, set some goals for yourself, reflect on how you did on your previous quarter's goals, and just kind of give yourself that space. This year for 2018, we have assigned a personal development topic to every quarter. So for quarter one, the topic is goals. And we have, and we've spoken on our concept on goals and how to make your goals achievable and sustainable. And so along with this quarter, we've released a goals course. So as you can imagine, as each quarter comes here throughout 2018, we'll be releasing courses that coordinate with those quarterly check-in topics. So we've got one coming up on gratitude, another on self-love and self-care, one on time management, and so on and so forth. So it should be really fun. It's all going to kind of tie back to the essence of the planner this year, which should be super fun.
Is this a registered event and paid type of course, or is it like a Facebook Live? Like what kind of format are you putting out for this course?
Always the conversations are free in our Kit Girl community. And we talk and encourage other gals in our group to talk about what they're doing with their quarterly check-ins and so on. For the actual e-course and content, it is for purchase on our website. And in addition to that, we also have what we call our Progress Project membership, which is a quarterly membership and includes the course and other one-on-one support and encouragement from a private group.
And we can find the courses on kitlife.net?
Yeah, correct. Yep. Under personal development. Yep.
And do you have a limit of people who can sign up?
For the course, no. For the Progress Project, yes. And we have already, we're at max capacity right now. So we stopped accepting applications for it.
For the first quarter or for 2019?
For the first quarter. And we may open it up. This is the first year we've done a membership for Kit Life. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we sold out of it in the first couple of days of releasing it. But we're hoping to open more seats as we get more quarters. In the next quarters, I should say.
Oh, funny. I'm just getting Facebook notifications. Kristen Ann Pickett posted in hashtag Kit Girls. Like right now.
Yep, that's my girl.
Hey, Kristen. Sorry. Squirrel.
Shiny things.
Yeah. Do you have an anti-shiny things course? That's awesome. So I don't think you said this, as I was getting distracted with my notifications, which are silent. But when can people register for the second quarter? And like, is it like a tight to register, like set your timer, that kind of thing? Or when can people get in on the next one? If they clearly, because they can't on this one.
Yeah. So the first thing I want to mention is that the course will always be there. So if you're interested in the course, you could go scoop it up now. But if you want to be in the Progress Project, I would go and subscribe to our email list, which is right there on our website. We don't have the date defined just yet, but we will define it. And that way, if you're in our inner circle, you know, if you're in our community, then you'll be the first to see, you know, when that date comes. And we'd certainly love, it's been a lot of fun so far. We're really looking forward to, you know, we're kind of learning as we go, you know, with exactly what this is going to look like, but it's been good. It's been beneficial. I think there's been a lot of impact so far and we're looking forward to continuing that on in the quarters ahead.
Have you ever heard of this, the businesswoman, Amy Porterfield?
Oh yeah.
She's all about the digital course and she has a podcast about like professional and business development. So if you guys are all into that, maybe, I don't know if you sound like you already might know of her or listen.
Oh but. Yeah, we sure do. Yep. And we follow her on social media so we can keep up with her as well. Yeah. She's great.
Yeah. Cause when you're talking I'm like, ooh, the membership and this and that, I'm like, that sounds like Amy Porterfield. Like it's exciting to see now you guys kind of grow and offer different things and be a multifaceted business, you know, not just print and go. It's neat to see what that community you're building, not only will it affect people, but, you know, will help the three of you grow in your business sense and support. So that's awesome.
Yeah, I think we're all really excited about that aspect of the business, you know, being able to stay engaged with with our community all throughout the year, you know, regardless of we're definitely not the kind of group of gals that want to sell and then, you know, not be in contact with our customers. Almost every customer that I send an email back to, I try to say, keep in touch, you know, keep in touch with us because, I mean, we're here.
Oh, it spells Kit. That's funny.
I didn't realize that until just now. Actually, I've been doing it on purpose.
Keep in touch, Kit.
Keep in touch.
It's a Kit goodbye.
It's a Kit goodbye. It's a special Kit goodbye. I just feel like, you know, staying connected with everybody, that's how we all grow together. You know, we get a lot of feedback from our community, a lot of support from our community, and being engaged in and understanding there is nothing more thrilling to us than hearing from women who have increased life joy, had benefits from, gone through a crisis with our planner. It just, it makes us, it just, you know, it reminds us why we do what we do. And that is you only gain through communication with, you know, with your people.
Well, I would love to have you back sometime to see how this new business enterprise as part of Kit Life brand is going for you. Maybe next quarter, maybe the quarter after that. Would you like to come back?
Absolutely. Or
maybe
even,
I'd love to have you, Liz, also. But if any of the other girls want to come, we could work that out.
I'm
too,
sure so. We'll rock, paper, scissors it around the kits maze and see what happens.
That's so awesome. I am just like beyond thrilled that you agreed to come on. It was like, do you remember when not that you would remember, but I like called your store. I was like, hi, I have a podcast and I know somebody that you know. And you're like, I don't know who you are, what you're talking about. Like,
you know what? Okay. I do remember. You talked to me. It was me that you talked to. Yes. And I, you know what you had said, I knew you had talked to Jessica. I think that's what it was.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Anyways, that was super fun. So here we are.
So thank you to Kristen for introducing us.
She introduces us to the best people.
Well, thanks for coming on my show, Liz.
Yes, thank you so much for having us. We'll talk to you hopefully very soon. Keep in touch.
All right, keep in touch.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Planner Lifestyle Podcast. Behind every planner, there's a person. And behind every person, there's a story.
Write that down. Write that down. You can tell my homeschool mom comes out sometimes. Sorry, I got to tuck that back in. Make a note card. 'Liz, help me. This is a mistake in progress.
We're going to learn from it. Third time's a charm, baby.
When have you learned from a mistake and what was it? This is a big question. Maybe I should do more background. Well, I mean, it's like the cheesy, like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Like, oh, I don't know. Like, I need to find my car keys, okay? Does it write on stuff?
Do pencils write on stuff?
Well, no, of course pencils write on stuff.
Oh. That's why we have them. Inside of my bag.
It's inside. It's like, thrown in. Is it like getting like graphite all over the place?
Oh, no, it's inside of one of my bags inside the bag. So it's protected. Oh.
Okay.
There's a bag for that.
Mm-hmm. I'm just imagining like miscellaneous pencils and I'm like, that is stressing me out.
Yeah. I do see one at the bottom. So let me just tuck that one away. I'm not worried. Yes, yes, yes.
I'm just trying to think what I was going to ask you. Sorry, you get to hear me think.
Oh, you're good.
Or at least wait for me. Sorry. Mm-hmm. No, I've been encouraged, like, why don't you go live? And I'm like, why don't you go live?
I don't know. No, if that ever happens on a live, that's the thing is when you're live, you just stick with it, man. You just keep going. It happens to me all the time. You know, people will type stuff to you and it kind of like throws you off, or like, I'll see like, oh, Christy Pickett just joined. And I'm like, hey, and they're like, I don't even know what I was talking about anymore.
Oh, it came to me. Yes. Oh, I feel like a genius.